We are called the President's Own because our mission is to provide musical support for the White House. Of course, we also provide music for the Commandant of the Marine Corps and on behalf of the Marine Corps, but our primary mission is to provide that musical support for the White House.
And you are the 27th director of the U.S. Marine Band, is that correct?
That is correct.
And one of the things I read about you is that you're also the music advisor to the White House, and I was wondering what that really entails.
Yeah, and I do advise the White House on musical issues, usually relating to events that we're supporting, state dinners and other official events like that. And it's basically to give them advice on what kind of music is most appropriate to play for those kinds of events.
You really are a part of living history. How does that feel?
It's pretty awe-inspiring, I must admit. You know, the 17th director of the Marine Band was John Philip Sousa. And when I think too much about the fact that I hold the same job that he did, it can be a little daunting, to be honest with you. But I've always been an avid student of history as well as music. So to have the opportunity to stand there, you know, at the Capitol for an inauguration, thinking of all the Marine bandsmen who have come before me to do exactly the same thing, is really pretty inspiring.
You have an interest in new music. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, one of the things that the Marine Band does is to kind of guard the musical traditions of our country, playing the music of John Philip Sousa and other traditional kinds of music. But the Marine Band has always been at the kind of the forefront of new music as well. Back in the days of Sousa, he was playing music by European composers that hadn't been heard in America. And so we try to really carry on that tradition as well and have commissioned several American composers in particular, names like Michael Gandolfi and David Rakowski, Melinda Wagner, who's won the Pulitzer Prize, commissioned those composers to write new music for concert band. For a lot of our local programs here in town, we'll program the music of John Philip Sousa right alongside this new music for a concert band. And our audiences have really grown to appreciate our kind of eclectic mix of music. And the bottom line for us is we just want to play music that's really good, and it doesn't matter if it's old music or new music.
I think one of the things that people would be really interested in is how you get in the U.S. Marine Band, how you're chosen. It seems like the process is every bit as rigorous as being part of a major orchestra.
Sure. When we have a vacancy, we advertise nationally, and we attract anywhere from 50 to 125 musicians who will come out for one of our vacancies, numbers that are very similar to what you'll find at most major symphony orchestras. They play an audition behind a screen to make it as anonymous as possible, and it's a very rigorous musical audition that is run very similar to what you would find at any major symphony orchestra, playing a series of excerpts and solo pieces just so we can determine just what their musical qualifications are. At the end of that musical process, once we've determined the musical winner, they also have to demonstrate that they can be enlistable in the Marine Corps and also get a White House security clearance. So in some ways, it's even a more rigorous process than you'll encounter with a symphony orchestra because of the second and third steps of that process. Once they've demonstrated that they're musically qualified, that they can be enlisted and get a White House security clearance, then they report for duty to the President's Own. And it's a permanent duty station. So if you win a position in the President's Own, you spend your entire Marine Corps career right here in Washington, D.C.
How long can you be in the President's Own?
It is a 4-year initial contract, and then afterwards they can reenlist for periods of 2, 4, or 6 years. Most of our folks do stay with the organization after that first 4-year enlistment, which is kind of a probationary period, kind of the same way that the first year with the symphony orchestra is a chance just to make sure that it's a good fit. But we have an over 90% retention rate, and most of our folks stay 20 to 30 years.
You were a euphonium member, player at the very beginning, and that's how you...
Yep. I joined the band as a euphonium player in 1987. I was appointed principal euphonium in 1990, and then in 1996, I traded in my euphonium for a baton. I was an assistant director for 8 years, and then I've been director since 2004.
Is there anything that you do when you perform at a state function or something like that? Any kind of thing that you could... tell us that maybe people wouldn't know, I don't know, some sort of ritual you have? I'm just not sure.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a ritual to tell, but one of my favorite Sousa March stories actually involves President George W. Bush. I was had the honor of being promoted to colonel in the Oval Office back in 2007, and when I was talking to the president, I just learned that he had guest conducted a symphony orchestra in Stars and Stripes. And so I asked him how that felt, and his eyes lit up, and he said, oh, the feeling of total power and control, I've never felt anything like it. And I thought at first he was being ironic, you know, because this is the president of the United States. And
yeah.
I quickly realized that he was just being very honest with me, and that feeling of having this music kind of wash over him really was electrifying. And so we invited him to conduct the Marine Band in Stars and Stripes, which he did in his final year as president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And it's a clip that you can still find on YouTube. And if you watch a couple of seconds of this clip, you can see just how much fun President Bush had in conducting Sousa's Stars and Stripes with the president's own.
Is there anything else that you would like to tell me? Anything else you can tell me?
One of the questions that we often get is, what is a typical day in the Marine Band like? And mm-hmm. the answer is, there really isn't a typical day. Our schedule changes very much week to week, month to month, season to season. But bottom line is that when the White House calls, we drop everything else. So with all of our public performances, other things that we do for the Marine Corps, we have learned how to, you know, quickly adapt and overcome. When the White House calls, we make sure that they get exactly what they need and just make, you know, whatever other adjustments that we need to at our end.
When you think back, what would you consider some of the most seminal occasions at which the band has performed?
Boy, there are so many. It's hard to pick just one. The Marine Band actually accompanied Abraham Lincoln on the train from Washington to Gettysburg when he dedicated the cemetery at Gettysburg. And we actually just celebrated the 150th anniversary of that occasion. And the band, once again, was there at the battlefield at Gettysburg for the rededication ceremony. And again, standing there thinking that the Marine Band had been there 150 years earlier, hearing Abraham Lincoln deliver the Gettysburg Address was really amazing.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.